Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place.
The fun has begun in Rapid City, folks.
For the stars and stripes.
Oh, my.
An eagle flies.
This is What's on Your Mind. We are live from Rapid City, South Dakota for the visit of the President, Donald Trump. He'll take the stage at 7 tonight. Doors at this arena open at 2:30, and already here we are at 8 a.m. Mountain Time, 9 back home, and we have folks lining up already, getting ready to be in the first row for Donald Trump and the 45th President of the United States visit. For really doing this as a favor to the South Dakota Republican Party, and specifically, of course, Governor Kristi Noem, who joined us yesterday on the program. Our question of the day is this. What would you ask Donald Trump? One question. You have one question. What is it you want to know from Donald Trump? What would you ask him? Okay, we're asking that because we will be, we hope, interviewing him later today. I haven't nailed down an exact time yet, but they said we want to do an interview. Let's work out logistics after the radio show, so we're looking forward to that. So we're, rather than us asking questions, we'd rather ask people that have come from miles around and are faithful supporters of Donald Trump what they'd like to ask him. So our broadcast today brought to you by Dakota Refrigeration. Those are great folks. They really are. Their 50th anniversary on right now. Pretty amazing. ND Estate Services, Mark Wagner and his team, ND Estate Services, really do an incredible job. You can call them and tell them, I want to sit down and just plan a little bit and talk about an irrevocable living trust and how I could avoid probate and really give my family peace of mind. That's great. Also brought to you by our friends Matt Moxness and the team at Nodak Insurance. And Stratacorp, Stratastrong. They do it right every single day. I love the folks at Strata. So thank you for bringing us the broadcast.
Mark, by the way, my buddy John Sudell is a driver for Strata. I know he's listening.
Little shout out there.
There you go, buddy. There's
lots of Strata trucks moving around. Yeah, they're all listening. And it's a great place to work, by the way. Mark Skogervor, also known as the Freedom Poet. Mark, the Freedom Poet, has been on the flag before. You're familiar to flag friends and fans. He moved to South Dakota. I happened to be Rapid City a few years ago, and we caught up with him again, and he's going to talk with a few people about what they would ask Donald Trump. Right, Mark?
Well, here's Amy from San Diego. Her husband escaped communism, and she wants to say something and ask a question of Donald Trump.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. What do you want to ask Donald Trump?
Actually, I don't have a question to ask him. I have a statement I like to say.
Okay.
We would love to have President Trump coming to San Diego. San Diego, the whole Southern California is for Trump and is red. The election was rigged for sure, that it was stolen from us. And we need him to come back to San Diego so that we can show him the support that we have. I know that he is coming to Anaheim, Beverly Hills, and Costa Mesa at the end of the month. We will be there, and we have lots of different groups that support President Trump. We'll be getting together as caravan and rallies from all over Southern California. We'll be supporting him and welcoming him. We love to have him here.
That's so awesome. We'll pass that along. And you know what? Nothing would drive the liberals more crazy than a ginormous crowd in California for Donald Trump.
Exactly. One more statement. A lot of us came from Vietnam. We escaped communism in search for freedom. My husband here escaped 19 times. He got captured quite a few times, and he's lucky enough to be here. And we want to tell the people that freedom is not free. Freedom takes sacrifices.
Amen.
So then we do not take it for granted at all. So then we know what communism is like because we experience it. But we are being chased here. It's happening here in the United States.
You're seeing it.
And I hope that the people would, you know, be open-minded and see what's going on right now and see it for themselves, because we're not about to give it up. We really have nothing left to lose because we lost our country. We lost everything that we have. So
you are a great American.
We are standing up, standing behind President Trump all the way.
God bless you.
Thank you, Amy.
Thanks for coming, Amy, all the way from California.
We love you, President Trump. We need you. You are the one that to save this country. Thank you.
We'll pass that along. What question would you ask Donald Trump? You can call us, too, at 701-271-1100. You can also email us, studio@flagfamily.com, or you can text us, too, 701-237-1590. Super producer Chris Larson is back in our studios and is keeping tabs on your text as well. Chris, if you'd throw those in Slack today for me, that'd be great, because I have one screen, not my usual four. So a little challenging, Kev, with only, you know, poor me. It's a first world problem here, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll get through it, brother. You got this.
Oh, the energy here already is just amazing, isn't it?
Unbelievable. You know what? Even last night, I thought, you know, we pulled in, what, we get here, 7 o'clock local time, and I was thinking, you know, probably, you know, won't be anybody. There was already people milling around here. The buses, when that bus of ladies unloaded, I thought, okay, here we go. And, like, Juliana's one of them, the young gal we just talked to. I mean, and how inspiring. I am so, my heart fills when I hear these people that took years to get into this country. Took them years. Now we're going to pathway everybody just because they wanted a better life. What about these folks here? What about Juliana? 5-6 years of her life learning the Constitution, learning it. It's unbelievable what's going on. I'm just, my heart is full seeing these folks here.
Texter says the culture can be changed in D.C. Can it? Donald Trump tried. He tried and won more than his fair share of battles against the culture of D.C., if you're talking about the swamp and just the kind of the same old, same old. Won a lot of battles.
Yep.
I believe the most important, and it is literally life-changing for those of us that are living today watching politics, is 3 Supreme Court nominees. I mean, the impact of that, lifetime appointments to the Supreme Court live on. Most pro-life president ever, those are issues I get up every day and care about.
Amen.
And he did it. So, good question. Another listener, ask Donald Trump, what do you need from us? What can we do other than vote? What's the one thing people have to do to help? Interesting. Great question. What can we do for you? Another listener says, have you heard about any new regulations on the refineries that will make gas prices go up over $1 a gallon? Not specifically. We have Ron Ness scheduled for the program on Monday from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. He could spend not one appearance on what's on your mind, but hundreds of appearances on what's on your mind, and not get through all of the onerous regulations the Biden administration had put on the oil and gas industry, which does one thing, stifle the industry and cost you more.
Yep.
Cost you more. Again, the solution to everything costing more when it comes to energy is to have more of it.
Yeah.
Simple supply and demand.
Yeah, really,
and get back
easy
to energy dominance. So we'll check that out. We'll ask Ron about that tomorrow. Scott, just joining the show, what time does the rally start today? So the rally is actually, the program itself begins at 5, and I believe the president's supposed to be on the stage 7:30. Newsmax is covering it all live. We'll have a live stream of it up as well on our social media, so you can watch it either way. If you're moving around and not in front of a TV, can't watch Newsmax, you can watch it on our stream on your phone. But there is a program that starts at 5. Christy Noem will be part of that program and many other folks to fire the crowd up. Folks have already gathered to get in. The doors don't even open here until 2:30 this afternoon, so there's a ways to go. All right, another listener says, keeping our country safe and alive. Safe and alive. Thank you, Donald Trump. What question do you have for Donald Trump? 701-271-1100. You can also call us at 855-200-1776. Leave a message and tell us what question you'd like to ask President Trump, as well as texting us at 701-237-1590 or emailing studio@flagfamily.com. Mark, anybody else want to tell us what the question they have for...
A couple of them are thinking about it. Some of these great front benchers and people that travel from all over the country.
Front row Joe.
Come on over here, sir.
Do you have a question? Oh,
look at
yeah.
This.
We want it for President Dolly.
This gentleman has his. Come on this side here. Well, I see you. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I remember that. Went to New York City with us. Yeah, good to see you again. Glad you're here. Let me see your shirt. Wanted for president, awake and dangerous.
Got the mugshot. Yeah, nice.
With the mugshot. That's fantastic. Yeah. Great to see you. Yeah, that's right.
Think about it, and then we'll ask.
Yeah, you are, but that's going to be fun. Yeah. He said we're a little bit early. Where do you live again? Northeast South Dakota, which is what? Veblen? Sure. Yep. Yep, awesome. That's great. Well, that's a little bit of a drive for you, too. Glad you're here. Exactly. Well, you're
perfect.
In line early. You're going to have a great seat. That's awesome.
The beauty of having guarantees.
By the way, we are going back to New York in December.
Oh, get out.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going back to New York in December, so if you want to come along again, come on. All new sites, see everything else. We're going to be, in fact, I should announce that next week, all the details on that, because that'll fill up fast. We're going to take a tour. My wife is a aficionado of New York City, and she just knows every little nook and cranny. You know, we stay in the safest parts of town and a great hotel and stick together and have a bus ride. It's so much fun. See some great seats, especially in Christmas. Some great sights. Christmas time in New York City is spectacular, so it'll be fun. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
We're talking estate planning with Mark Wagner, ND Estate Services. Mark, what are the deciding factors when people determine their estate plans?
Scott, age, marital status, and even wealth are not a determining factor when it comes to setting up your estate plan. The determining factor is, number one, if you don't want to have any court oversight of any titleable assets or any numbered accounts, you need to consider the benefits of a revocable living trust to have a private, peaceful settlement for your family each and every time, guaranteed.
That avoids probate, but it also minimizes taxes, doesn't it?
It does minimize taxes. The kids all receive a stepped-up basis on your investments and also on your personal titleable property that's been properly funded into the trust. Absolutely.
Call Mark to find out more at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, ndestateservices.com in Minnesota and North Dakota. Mark Wagner. Thanks, Mark.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today live from Rapid City, South Dakota, in our special coverage of the visit of Donald J. Trump to the neighborhood. I mean, when the 45th president comes to the neighborhood, you've got to do what you've got to do. ND Estate Services, Mark Wagner, one of our fine sponsors. The folks at Dakota Refrigeration celebrating 50 years. Boy, do they make a lot of businesses go, I'll tell you. all your favorite restaurants and bars, and they just do an amazing job. Grocery stores, the whole works. They are the best of the best. Dakota Refrigeration, 50 years they're celebrating. Brought to you by Strata Corp. Strata Strong, great place to work. Check out all the careers at strata.com. You'll be amazed. They are really incredible. And also by Matt Moxness and Nodak Insurance. All part of our broadcast today, live from Rapid City. And we're brought to you also by MyPillow. You can go to MyPillow.com or MyStore.com and use the promo code SCOTT for all the great deals. Or call this number, 800-506-9028. Wedding coming up yet this fall? Got a wedding anniversary soon? You know, kids back to school, you want to send them a little treat, a little care package. How about some pillows, maybe some towels, a robe, slippers? Lowest price ever now, $29.98. Normally $100. So that is a great deal as well. And you can go to MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT for those deals. Just texted with Mike Lindell. He comes to a lot of these rallies. He said he can't make this one. He's too busy working on the election fix. So we won't see Mike here, but we know he's battling with us, and appreciate his good work all the time. All right, we have a question of the day today, and it's simply this. What question would you ask Donald Trump? We'll be chatting with him later, we hope. And we want to pass along the questions from the audience here. Early birds that are here. Sharon is here. Sharon, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, sir?
Nice to see you. First of all, you're blinged up pretty good here. You got red, white, and blue and the Trump Never Surrender t-shirt on, right?
Yes, sir.
I love it. And you have a donkey with a Make America Hat Great Again.
Yes.
Okay, Make America Great Again hat.
Yes.
And it's a donkey.
Yes.
And it says, get off your ass, vote MAGA.
That's right. It's actually my donkey from our farm.
Is it really?
Really?
Do you name your donkeys?
Yes, his name's Mr. Easy.
Mr. Easy.
I ride mules, so he's just part of the crowd.
Where's your farm?
In East Tennessee. The name of it's Awesome Ass Acres.
Awesome Ass Acres.
Oh, road trip, Scotty. That's it. We're going.
You're welcome anytime.
How many donkeys do you have?
I have one donkey and five mules.
One donkey and five mules.
That sounds like my family.
Yeah. You'll be here all week, folks.
Thank you very much.
So what do you consider more cooperative, the donkey or the mules?
The mule, because they're half donkey and half horse, and they've got the best of both species.
So that you think that whole wives' tale then about a mule being stubborn is wrong?
It should be
the donkeys.
That's right.
Okay, we learn something every day. Are your donkeys Democrats?
Well, not at our place, they're not.
Okay, good, good.
They're
good,
walkaways.
Good. There you go.
So if you had a question for Donald Trump, Sharon, what would you ask him?
I would ask him, Mr. President, I'm 67 years old, and I think I speak for a large group in this country. What's your plan to protect Social Security and Medicare?
Oh, great question.
It is, and it's one that it seems to me Washington, D.C. and the swamp want to avoid.
Absolutely.
And keep kicking the can down the road. And I have to say, I don't know that, I mean, here would be my answer if I were Donald Trump. The most important thing we can do for Social Security and Medicaid is a growing economy.
Yes.
Because if our economy grows, those continue to be filled.
High tide, raising
right.
all boats.
But we've got to do something. If you had one solution, what would it be? Would it be raise the age of retirement? Would it be allow people the personal savings accounts that George W. Bush proposed at one time that went nowhere? What would it be to fix it?
I think that your answer for the economy is the best fix. Because when people work and the economy is booming, there are more programs that are paid into. So that all ends up helping society as a whole.
Do you worry that it's going to be there for you?
I'm not really worried. I don't worry about much. Remember, I've got mules.
That's right.
I love this woman. My favorite aunt's name was Sharon, by the way.
So you can call her Aunt Sharon.
Yeah, Auntie Sharon.
Auntie Sharon, that's right. All the way from Tennessee, how many rallies have you been to?
This is my 40th.
40 rallies. Has anybody in the crowd so far topped you on 40?
Oh, yeah, I'm just a rookie with this.
Come on.
There's people that's been to 70-something.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
How do you plan your trips?
Well, we don't get noticed until last minute because of security. They don't announce them until 7-10 days prior. So I've got my suitcase ready. My donkeys are fed, my mules are fed, and I'm ready to go.
You remember there's a band, probably remember the Grateful Dead.
Yes,
the people
Deadheads.
The people that followed Deadheads followed Trump heads. Is that is it official? Can we call you guys Trump heads? Because
sure.
Deadheads, I mean, seriously, you follow the dead around.
What do you say to people, Sharon, that think, Trump heads, Trumpsters,
MAGA
crowd,
extremists,
that make you out to be, evil and awful and insurrectionist? What do you say to those people that don't understand why you have the passion you do for this president and this country?
They don't understand because they don't want to. They're not open-minded. If they ever came to a Trump rally, and I invite anyone, I don't care what your political beliefs are. If you come to a Trump rally, all you see is togetherness, enjoyment, pride. We're here to support the best president in history, and he wants best for this country. The other party has admitted, this isn't hearsay, they've admitted they want to destroy MAGA. Well, when you destroy Make America Great Again, that's pretty obvious is what you're wanting to destroy.
Right?
I've always thought that. Even President Biden says that MAGA crowd. I'm going, do you know what MAGA stands for?
Right.
These people love America.
Sure. Well, and every one of us share that same idealism, and we share the same goals. We all have families. We all have jobs. We all have futures, we hope. We have grandchildren that have futures. We want a future to be good for our grandchildren and future generations.
Well said. That's for sure. Hope people understand that this is about a love of country and about someone these people believe, and it's hard to argue with his 4 years as president, that fights for America unlike any politician in our lifetime.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Never seen anything like it.
I don't think, in my lifetime, I've never seen anything before, and I don't think anyone will ever see anything in the future.
Now, to get elected, he has the MAGA crowd, but he also needs, obviously, some other folks that might be in that mushy middle. You
sure.
know what I mean? Do you think he should do anything differently to attract them?
My personal opinion, no.
Keep fighting?
He's proved himself in 4 years. When you're proven, just like he refused to do the debate, a debate is set up, to give your ideas and methods for making the country better and for you being a good politician, whatever capacity you're in.
Right.
He's already proven himself.
That's a good point. I wrote a memo to him not long ago.
Yes.
And put it in a newspaper column. And the memo was this: run against Joe Biden starting today. Forget the Republican field. You're light years ahead of everybody. Make every rally about Joe Biden rather than about Ron DeSanctimonious and the others. Would you like to see him be less critical of other Republicans and go after Biden, or do you think he has to do that?
My opinion, again, is Donald Trump is genius. We forget that sometimes in this fray that the Democrats and other people want us to be mired up in. He's genius, and what he says, I'm fine with. How he works the battle, I'm fine with.
I love it. Sharon, you're great.
Thank you, sir.
Now, who's taking care of the donkeys?
My husband.
Is he really? He left them home.
The lead donkey.
Yes, in fact, two of them got out yesterday, and I had to hear about it.
Oh, my gosh.
You cannot leave men alone.
Yeah. We've been married 40 years in November, and he lets me travel the country supporting the president. He'd be here if he could.
He's back with the asses.
That's right.
Yeah, all right. See you, Sharon.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, good to see you. We're going to chat with an up-and-coming Republican in South Dakota by the name of Chris Nelson. He's on the Public Utility Commission when we come back on What's on Your Mind. And then more of your questions for Donald Trump today from Rapid City.
Summit Carbon Solutions is proposing the safe, innovative use of carbon capture, transportation, and storage technologies to help secure the future of the energy and agriculture industries that are critical to the livelihoods of our friends and families. The protection of people and the environment is the top priority at Summit Carbon Solutions. In fact, carbon dioxide pipelines have significantly lower risk than other pipelines and have been safely operating in the United States for more than 40 years. Building on that strong foundation, Summit Carbon Solutions plans will meet or exceed all design, construction, and operation standards to keep North Dakota families and businesses safe. To learn more about the project, visit summitcarbonsolutions.com. That's summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. The National Hurricane Center is reporting Hurricane Lee has strengthened into a major Category 5 storm. Lee's maximum sustained wind speeds has reached 160 miles per hour as it builds over the Atlantic east of the Caribbean this morning. Lee was a Category 1 storm earlier in the day yesterday. The hurricane was located roughly 700 miles east of the northern Leeward Islands. Models are predicting the storm will likely reach its peak intensity by this weekend and is still expected to be a dangerous hurricane over the southwestern Atlantic early next week, though it's too soon to know whether this system will directly impact the U.S. mainland. Danny Masterson, an actor on That 70s Show, has been told his fate after being found guilty in his rape retrial. Masterson was convicted on two rape counts to 30 years behind bars. A hung jury was issued to a third accuser. Lance Pry, USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You made a fool of me.
Live in Rapid City, South Dakota, awaiting the 45th President of the United States taking the stage. Doors don't even open here until 2:30 this afternoon Mountain Time, 3:30 at home, and folks are already in line because they want the best seats. They've already got tickets. They just want a good seat. Pretty amazing.
All right, what bumper? Who am I dedicating this bumper to?
You know the answer to that. You know the answer to that question. I got a MyPillow for you. Don't tell us.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's just say it has to do with 2016.
Okay. 2016. That's your only hint. 701-271-1100. Tell us what Kevin's up to there. Brought to you by PetroServe USA today. Beef tips or cheesy tuna hot dish, West Main Avenue, West Fargo today. Mac and Beef at 12th Avenue and I-29. NP Avenue, Tater Tot Hot Dish, that's downtown Fargo. Sweet and Sour Chicken in Glendon. Steak Bites on 45th. Valley City, Harwood with that new car wash. Yulin, they all have home cooking. Grab and Go Convenience, PetroServe USA, one of our fine sponsors. And, of course, they bring you the PetroServe USA Studios, which today happens to be in Rapid City, South Dakota. And the South Dakota Republican Party has got a long bench. A lot of folks that are going to be future governors, maybe senators, members of Congress, and I wanted to meet a few of them, and I heard a lot of great things about this next guest, Chris Nelson. Chris is a member of the South Dakota Public Service Commission. I might add that Public Service Commissioner at one time, Kevin Cramer in North Dakota, similar body in North Dakota, just a different name, is now a U.S. Senator. So these things are important, and of course what they do, so integral to the economy, to cite these projects and whatnot. Wanted to learn a little bit more about what he does on the PUC and just talk a little bit about his time in office. Chris Nelson, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Before we start any rumors, let it be clear that I am not pursuing any higher office. I enjoy greatly working on the South Dakota Public Utilities Commission, working for the people in this capacity.
For folks that aren't familiar with the Public Utility Commission, in South Dakota, what do you do? What's the mission?
So we're very similar to the Public Service Commission in North Dakota in that our prime mission is regulating investor-owned utilities, trying to keep a lid on the utility rates, a floor underneath service quality. But then we do a couple of other things, such as regulating grain elevators and making sure that they're financially solvent. And then also we're charged with, as your lead-in indicated, the permitting process for certain large projects, large wind farms, large energy generation facilities, large electric transmission lines, oil pipelines, and carbon dioxide pipelines.
One of those projects is a sustained aviation fuel plant that is proposed, like a $1 billion investment, which to me is just incredible. Is that an example of some of the big-scale projects that you'll have to approve?
So at this point, we have not received any application from them. They do have a wind farm component, but that's going to be below the level that we would permit, so that'll likely mostly be a county issue. The rest of the plant is not something that would be under our jurisdiction, so that would not be an instance.
We talked with Governor Kristi Noem yesterday on the program. She was talking about that project and what it means, and also about projects that are proposed. And I know we're not going to talk about any specific cases today because you can't when these things are being decided. But what I want people to understand is, you know, some sort of carbon management plan is why a group says we want to come here and spend $1 billion and have sustainable aviation fuels. So they you have a role in that sense that. That kind of investment doesn't happen without some of this other infrastructure. Am I right?
Well, yeah, I think that's certainly true. And you know, one of the things that they are focused on in that plant is being able to produce that fuel in a carbon-free way. That's one of the reasons that they're going to build their own wind farm to generate the electricity that's needed at that facility. And again, you know, we get involved in the large wind farms. This is going to be a little bit smaller as it will serve just that particular facility.
I imagine, like in North Dakota, a lot of South Dakotans are not signed up with John Kerry and Al Gore and the extreme eco-terrorist climate agenda. And sometimes they bristle at the idea of any kind of carbon management plan. In North Dakota, we have the ability to put it in the below the ground in our geology in pores, but also use it for enhanced oil recovery, which, of course, makes North Dakota grow. What is your take overall on having to sort of play the game of carbon management to be able to make sure that the ethanol industry, for sure, in South Dakota, which is robust, oil and gas industry, thrives, not just survives, but actually could thrive? What's your take on all of that?
Well, that's an issue that I am not going to comment on. Again, as you are aware, we have two proposed carbon dioxide pipelines that the Public Utilities Commission is working through the permitting process on, and so therefore I'm simply not going to comment on issues that relate to that.
Yeah, no, makes sense. And one of those projects was just in the news the other day, and I want to ask you this generically. If you're looking at a project and saying yes or no, obviously you've got a whole host of things that you're doing, making sure it follows laws and all the regulatory process. You're sort of the referees here to say, okay, yep, you comply, you've made it. The governor mentioned that the project that recently was turned down had 30% support of landowners versus another one you're looking at has 80%. Is that a factor in any project, not specifically to those, but any project where, okay, how much landowner support do they have? Can that be in a part of the equation?
So our state law lays out the criteria that a project, whether it be a carbon dioxide pipeline or a wind farm or you know, electric transmission line, the criteria that they must meet in order to be entitled to a permit. Our job then is to evaluate the presentation of the project and the application, the testimony that comes through the hearing, the exhibits that are offered at the hearing, to evaluate all of that evidence to determine what are the facts. And then we ask ourselves, do those facts meet the criteria that are laid out in state law? And, you know, I will say in the case of Navigator, which was the one that was turned down by the Public Utilities Commission this week, one of the factors that needs to be met is that the welfare of the inhabitants of the project area can be maintained. And one of the factors that was looked at is that, you know, at this point, only 30% of the landowner route was approved and under easement by the company. And so
does,
that was a factor that was considered in this past case. I can make no projection as to how that may or may not enter into the next case that we deal with.
Yeah, makes sense. Are South Dakotans engaged in this? Are you getting a sense? North Dakota, I kind of describe it as... 80% of landowners in North Dakota have signed up, for instance, for the Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline. And so, and I think overall the whole project has like 73%, but North Dakota's 80% of the easements that they need. And people that are granting their easements have already received their compensation, and they're waiting for the project to be built. The 20% if not are split into two groups. One, a sort of, I don't want anything to do with any kind of climate agenda. This is just wrong, so I don't like the idea of carbon management at all. And the other are just, I don't want it where I live. I don't want a pipeline. I'm worried about the safety of it or any of those other things. And it seems to me we hear a lot more from the 20% than we do from the 80%. Is that similar in South Dakota as far as the feedback you're getting from citizens?
You know, again, I am not going to comment on feedback as it relates to issues related to these pipelines that are in front of us. That was not the purpose of this interview. The interview was to talk about process and schedule, not about details of how folks that are affected, how they view it.
No, I appreciate that, and I understand. That's your job. You take an oath to do just exactly
that. I think folks have to understand that. Whether it's the PSC in North Dakota or Public Utilities Commission in South Dakota, we sit as a judicial body, and we're not a legislative body where we can openly and freely talk about the issues that you know our constituents care about and the issues of the day, but rather the only discussions that we can have of those issues come about through the formal hearing process where it is open to the public and it's very, very transparent. We, you know, just simply can't comment on issues outside of that process.
That makes sense. By the way, on process, what is next now? Navigator's done. They have to reapply. In the case of Summit Covered Solutions, what is the timeline on that one? Just give us an idea of the process and how that works.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, Navigator, their permit was denied this week, and so they have you know, probably three options. One is to ask for reconsideration of our decision. A second is for reapplication. And a third would be to appeal to the court system. And then in the case of Summit, we begin on Monday of next week, what will be 3+ weeks of hearings on that. And I would anticipate a decision on that sometime in October.
Got it. I mentioned ethanol earlier because I know it's a robust part of South Dakota's economy. Does the PUC cite any of the pipelines around ethanol or any of the infrastructure that ethanol needs?
You know, we do not. That's a good question. Obviously, those are very large, very important projects in South Dakota, but we don't have any jurisdiction over those projects itself.
I also want to ask you a little bit of people realize that.
I'm going to make just one amendment to that. If there is some maybe natural gas infrastructure that needs to go to an ethanol plant, we may get involved in approving the tariff rate that the ethanol plant would pay to the natural gas supplier. That may be one area where we would get involved in. And you typically what we call that is a contract with deviations where because an ethanol plant is a unique user of natural gas, they will cut a special contract with the natural gas supplier. And so we do get involved in approving that, but not the facility itself.
Only have about a minute left, but I want to ask you about the grid. And, we don't hear enough, in my opinion, about the stability of the electrical grid in America. What kind of a report card would you give it right now?
Great concern, to be quite honest. We see electricity use continuing to increase. The regional transmission organizations that both of our states, whether it be the Southwest Power Pool or Mid-Continent Independent System Operator, those two continue to see new record peaks of consumption both in the summer and in the winter. So we see that increasing. And at the same time, we see the unfortunate closure of some of our stable base load electric generation facilities. And so that continues to crunch the margin that we've got, and it's an area of extreme focus for those of us that believe we need to keep the lights on 24/7, 365.
Yeah, and where do you get your baseload energy in South Dakota from?
Well, we get a lot of it from North Dakota.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got a tremendous amount of wind generation and hydro generation in South Dakota. and a little bit of coal generation. And all of that is very good energy, very cheap energy, but there are times when we need to supplement that, and so we will import coal power from North Dakota or Wyoming. We get a little bit of nuclear power from Minnesota, and
great.
So it really takes all of those.
All of the above. All of the above. That's the mantra we should all be preaching. Chris Nelson, great chatting with you, and look forward to watching your work on the Public Service Commission, Public Utilities Commission in South Dakota. Thanks so much.
Very good. Thank you.
More after this on What's on Your Mind.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
These days, you can get a car wash in about every corner. But at PetroServe USA, you'll get a great car wash. And you can come on inside for some hot stuff, personal pan pizza, some cookies, some muffins, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, and fill up all in one stop. Brand new to Harwood, North Dakota, the all-new PetroServe USA car wash. Check that out. Coming soon to Castleton, too. It's a trifecta. Great fuel, great food, and a great car wash all in one. PetroServe USA.
PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming September auctions include 600 acres in Stutzman County, 140 acres in Grand Forks County, 289 acres in Cass County, 709 acres in Trail County, 160 acres in Ransom County near Lisbon, and many more land and equipment auctions in Barnes, Ward, McLean, Renville, Towner, Walsh, Morton, Burleigh, and Burke Counties. Call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all these land and equipment auctions at pipers.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
There he goes again, folks. There's a message in every bumper song today.
Don't call it a comeback.
Kevin Flynn is on it. 701-271-1100. What do you want to ask Donald Trump? One question, you get one question, and one question only. What is it you ask him? I'm amazed the people I've asked that question of here tend to veer towards, can I tell them how much I love him? Can I tell them how much I support him? Can I tell them how much I'm glad he fights for the country?
No doubt.
But we want to know a question. What do you want? What didn't Tucker Carlson ask, or any of the other myriad of interviews that he's done?
And there's a line. Our main man Mark Skogerbo is out finding some more peeps to ask some questions.
Yeah, they're ready to go right here.
Yeah, they're ready to go. Yeah.
By the way, we're brought to you today by Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Got us here in fine fashion in that beautiful 21 High Country red flag mobile. You can't miss it with the flag license plates. We're everywhere, folks, and the folks at Pucklich. Truck headquarters. I mean, and just here's the thing that really is the secret sauce of Pucklich Valley City. They have so many longtime customers that buy a new vehicle every year or two, locally owned. You know, literally, these are they know these folks. They're well cared for vehicles. They're low mileage. Find a whole host of them online right now. PucklichValleyCity.com. PucklichValleyCity.com. Mark Skogerbo is out in the crowd. Who's next to ask our next question here? This young man. Oh, my goodness. Look at this T-shirt, Kev. See the T-shirt? He has a T-shirt that says Trump Gnome 24.
All right. So my question for President Trump is, why does he continue to do it? You know, after the countless opposition that he's faced and the indictments, I just don't understand why. I mean, he's 77 years old. He's a billionaire. He could be, you know, out somewhere living a comfortable life, playing golf every day, but he continues to fight for the American people.
Why do you think he does? What would his answer be, do you think?
I think because he genuinely loves America and he genuinely cares about every single American citizen. And I don't think that there's a president out there that has cared about everyone. I think Trump is the only one. And I like the fact that he's not a politician. He's a businessman. And America's a business. And he ran it pretty well last time.
That's well said. What's your name?
Jackson Webb.
Where are you from, Jackson?
I am from Spearfish. Moved to Spearfish, but I'm originally from Missouri.
And you're how old?
I'm 21.
21 years of age with some great wisdom there. That's pretty cool. Now, you have a Trump Gnome T-shirt. Do you know something we don't know, being a South Dakotan?
I just hope that, you know, if he gives her the opportunity to run as VP, I hope she picks it up. But, you know, if he decides for somebody else, you know, she could always run again in 4 years. I really like her, too, and I wouldn't have a problem voting for her. I think she'd make a great first female American president.
She would be a great VP because she's just a fighter, isn't she? Just like
yes,
him.
She is. She fights for South Dakota just like he fights for America.
I wonder if there's any other VP candidates that are elk hunting this weekend. She told me she's going elk hunting tomorrow. You know, I mean, that's real America right there, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I love it. What do you love most about South Dakota?
The fact that there's not that many people here.
You like the wide open spaces?
Yes, and the scenery.
And the scenery. And good people, right?
Yep.
Good
and them South Dakota girls.
Yeah, exactly.
I married one.
21 years old with lots of wisdom. Thanks so much for chatting with us.
My pleasure.
Good to see you. We have another man, a gentleman here, who is adorned in a Make America Great Again shirt and a Stars and Stripes pair of slacks. It is styling, the headband, the whole works. You are red, white, and blue.
Front row Joe, right?
So would I give you a question now, or do I...
In a sec here. Sure. What's your name?
My name is Greg. Greg Smythe.
Where are you from, Greg?
Originally from Stamford, Connecticut, but I reside now in Florida.
And what brings you to Rapid City?
Come see the man. To come see the man. The man that's changing the world.
Have you been to other Trump rallies?
Yeah, many.
How many?
About 20.
Unbelievable. If you were right now here next to Donald Trump, what would you ask him?
I want to ask him, what's your favorite sport, and what's your favorite sport that you like to participate in when you were a child, a young kid?
What would that answer tell you?
I know he's a big sports fan. I know he loves sports, and just would love to know which sport that he followed the most, that he was a big fan of. I think I know what it is, but I'd like to hear it from him.
You know, I know some folks that know the president, and when the NDSU Bison were in the national championship, he was watching the game. You know, like an FCS game.
Yeah.
I mean, an FCS game, not an FBS game. He's watching the national championship. And then, of course, he invited the winning team into the White House. Do you remember what he fed him?
Yeah, McDonald's and Chick-fil-A.
Was that not a great moment or what?
Yeah, it was a great moment. I think he was letting them know that the food is good to eat.
Yeah, no kidding. Great to see you. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you.
You're a patriot, as many of the folks are here. They're just incredible folks. And a few of your texts, by the way, I should get to on this question. For Donald Trump, 701-237-1590 to text us, to call us 701-271-1100. Question for Trump, how will you end the war in Ukraine? As he said many times, it never would have happened. had he been there. Here's another. Would you pardon Joe Biden of his crimes? Do you think of Joe Biden's family members' assets should be frozen or seized if found guilty of corruption? Keep those questions coming, folks, because we're pretty sure we're going to be chatting with the president, 45th president of the United States, a little later on today. So
safe to say I'm giddy.
Are you giddy about that?
I'm just...
Yeah.
Should I know, right? I know.
Got a little bit of breaking news here. Governor Doug Burgum signed an executive order this morning creating a task force for teacher retention and recruitment to address the state's chronic teacher shortage. The task force will consist of 11 to 15 voting members appointed by the governor and representing stakeholders across the education community. The governor and state superintendent of public instruction or their designees will serve as voting members. Non-voting members may also be requested to participate. The task force will conduct stakeholder meetings and roundtable discussions across the state to gather feedback from pertinent stakeholder groups. Now, the teachers union right now is quivering because there might be actually some folks that represent actual teachers and families and say, let's do what we can to back up the teachers we have to get folks in there. And maybe lessen certificate requirements for the shortage. Mark my word.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years, using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.